Psalm 121. We're going to talk tonight about your help. Anybody need help? Come on. Yeah, we need help. Glory to God. But we have a helper, amen? Glory to God. I just believe that this message tonight is something that God is going to use to bless you, to touch you, to change you. I just know it's by the Holy Ghost. So it came for you tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. So in verse 1, it says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Now watch this next part. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence my help may come. Excuse me, whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Come on, where's my help coming from? Where's our help? Our help is from the Lord. I said our help is from the Lord. And He's faithful. He's true. Glory to God. I believe this with all of my heart, that God's presence is growing in the earth. And I believe His glory is growing in the earth. And I declare His glory is in this room. I declare it's going over the airwaves. I believe that right now, in Jesus' name, God's got a plan and a purpose. And He's going to do something special tonight. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. There are times when we on our own are trying to do it by ourselves, and we've got to remember that we can't do it on our own. But we're not on our own. Glory to God. He's with us. He's in us. He's for us. He's our helper. Come on, and He doesn't slumber and He doesn't sleep, and it says that He won't let our feet stumble, right? Sometimes we walk around like, God, I don't know. I mean, some days I feel like I'm a Christian. Other days I don't feel like I'm a Christian. Some days I feel like I'm really spiritual. Other days I don't feel it at all. And the reality is, it's not up to you. It's up to the One who saved you to keep you, and He can do a good job of it. Glory to God. He's our help. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I'm looking to God to be my helper. Amen. And He never lets us down. He never stops. Glory to God. Now let's go on here. Verse 5 says, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. In other words, God's got you 24/7. He'll take care of you, right? He's your keeper. He's the one that's responsible for you. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. There's nothing that I have need of that He hasn't already provided. But I've got to remember and stand strong in faith that God, even if it doesn't seem like it, tonight You're with me. You're here. You're for us. And You're my helper. Glory to God. In the presence of God, there's the fullness of joy. Amen. In the presence of God, He is ever ready to help. In the glory of God, there's instantaneous healing. There's emotional healing. There's deliverance in the presence of God. And we're running to God tonight because He is our helper. Amen. Come on. He is my helper. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. Come on. I mean, we've got to be in a position where we're not giving ourselves to evil. But on the other hand, it's like I can't even keep myself from evil unless God keeps me. But this says He will keep me. The Lord shall preserve you. To preserve means He puts you aside. It puts you aside. It's like a coating going over you so that you won't rust out or wear out. Come on. He's my keeper. He's my preserver. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time for even forevermore. In other words, wherever I go, if I'm going in, if I'm coming out, God is with me. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, He says that I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed coming out because I'm keeping the covenant of God. And the covenant of God and the law of God is wrapped up into two things. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. And the second is like it to love your neighbor as yourself. And when we lay our lives down for one another, we can be confident that God is my helper. Come on. God is my helper. Where am I going to find help? I'm going to find it in God. And God will never let us down. He'll never quit. He'll never stop because He's for us. Come on. He's with us. Hallelujah. Now go to Psalm 91. Go back a few pages there. And we'll go to Psalm 91. Hallelujah. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, I've thought about this a lot. Where is the secret place of the Most High? I believe it's in your prayer closet. Because He's dwelling in you. He's dwelling in me. He's dwelling in us. And if we'll dwell with Him in the secret place, if we'll spend time with Him, if we'll pray like He's really there, if we'll pray like He's really listening, if we'll pray like He's really our helper, if we'll pray like He's really our shepherd, if He's our keeper, He's our preserver, if we'll start to pray like that and believe like that and begin to proclaim that, then we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God has my back. He's my helper. God's my helper. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's my helper. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. When do you say that? All the time. Whether things are going right, whether things are going wrong, we're going to say that God is my refuge and my fortress, and He's my God, and Him will I trust. He's not somebody else's God, although He's God to other people, but what I'm saying is you have to take that personally. Oh, that's my God. You know, the one who created everything? That's my God. The one who, you know, heals the sick, delivers people, sets people free, takes care of their needs, makes sure that they eat, makes sure that they're clothed. That's my God. And if He's my God, He's my helper. Are you with me? Come on. He's my helper. We have to take Him like that. We have to say that. And again, I love what it says. He doesn't say in verse 2, well, I'll believe of the Lord that He's my refuge and my fortress. I'll think of the Lord. He is my refuge and my fortress. No, I'll say it. But the word say here is more of a declaration. I'll declare. I'll declare in the face of my enemy that the Lord is my God. He's my helper. He's where my help comes from. Glory to God. I will say the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. What does that mean? He's the place where I go when I need peace. Well, when the world's attacking me, when I feel like everybody's attacking me, even my own mind is attacking me, I can get in my secret place and go, Lord, You're my refuge. You're where I'm running to. You're where I'm coming back to, God. I mean, I feel like doing that, and sometimes it doesn't feel like I should do that because I haven't been the perfect Christian that I need to be. But I'm running back to You. I'm running into Your presence, Lord. I know that You'll never leave me nor forsake me. And God, You never sleep and You never slumber. So 24/7, I can come to You because He is my helper. He is my God. And I will say of the Lord, come on, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely, everybody say, surely. He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers. I had a friend who, pastor friend, and he was in a motorcycle accident and totaled out his bike. And, you know, when he was recuperating, he said, Lord, I'm a Psalm 91 guy. I pray this over myself all the time, you know. And the Lord had him go back. He said, well, read that again. He said, He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Well, you've got to be in the snare to be delivered from it. In other words, trouble's going to come. But in the midst of your trouble, God will be there to pluck you away from the trouble. Right? So sometimes we go, well, God must not be pleased with me because this happened or that happened or life happened or this one died or that one did something or whatever. But we have to come back and say, no. No, glory to God. The Lord is my refuge. He's my fortress. And in God will I trust in spite of the circumstances, because surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from perilous pestilence. Come on. God is on my side, and He shall cover you with His feathers. Glory to God. And under His wings shall you take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, or the arrow that flies by day, nor of pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. So it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what's happening on the earth. It doesn't matter whether elections go the way you want them to. God is still on the throne, and He's still your helper, but you have to remember that He's your helper. And you have to act like He's your helper. You have to believe like He's your helper. And you have to talk to Him like He's your helper. Glory to God. You know, you might have people in your life that you know, if you call them, they'll be there for you. And sometimes those are rare in life. But the reality is when you call on Him, He'll be there for you. Right? But we have to be the ones that say, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. So incredible. So incredible. It says, 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Glory to God. I'm on my way to heaven, and the going just gets better every day, because I'm walking with Jesus. I'm talking with Jesus all along the way. See, I'm not waiting for God to be with me. He's with me now. He's my helper. And we got to run to Him whatever is going on in our lives. Lord, I'm coming to You. And sometimes we wait until we're way down the road when we should have went to Him at the beginning. It might look like this. Somebody hurts your feelings. Somebody betrays you, or somebody walks away from you in a relationship, and you're pondering that, you're thinking about that, and you're meditating on that, and days go by, weeks go by, and you get heavier and heavier and heavier in a funk, and all of a sudden, where did this come from? How come I'm under this? It's because we didn't go to our helper when it first started. I said, now, Lord, I don't understand everything that went on, but You're my helper. You're the one I'm looking to. I'm going to do things Your way, God. I'm going to ask You to just bless them, touch them. But Father, they're not my source. You're my source. And I'm going to continue in the place where You are my refuge and my fortress, my God. In You will I trust. Now look at this in verse 9. It says, because You have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, Your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And in their hand shall they bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra and the young lion and the serpent, and you shall trample underfoot. Glory to God. See, we're not supposed to be defeated. We're supposed to be in victory, but we'll only be in victory if we know that He's our helper. Come on. And that we're walking with Him in that. We're absolutely in the place of, God, You are my helper. You're the one who takes care of me. You're the one who comforts me. You're the one that strengthens me. You're the one. And God, I can count on You. You are my helper. God is my helper. Think about the magnitude of your problem. And think for just a minute that if God is my helper, then my problem is not as big as it would seem. Right? Come on, I'm going to find my help in the time of need because God is my helper and I'm coming to Him for that help. Glory to God. Now watch this. This is God responding to somebody who will do this. Because He has set His love on me, therefore I will deliver him. God's telling you tonight, because you set your love on Him, He'll deliver you. From what? Anything the enemy's got, you know, you bound with. Anything that the enemy's trying to take you out with. It says He'll deliver you. He's my deliverer. Come on. He's my deliverer. Somebody say, well, man, that person is... You know, it seems like they got demonic influence, or they're just under attack. Well, listen, if you'll come to the secret place and if you'll make God your helper, then your deliverance is at hand. It doesn't matter who's attacking you, right? People who walk around all the time, oh man, I'm really under attack. I'm just under attack. The devil's really on my case. Why? Don't let him. And don't make that attack bigger. Quit talking about the attack and start saying, oh, the Lord is my refuge. He's my fortress. He's my God. In Him will I find my strength. Devil, you have no place in me and I have no place in you. The only place that I have is you is under my feet. Because of the blood of Jesus and because of the name of Jesus, I will not be defeated. Glory to God. I will not be defeated. And this is God talking. He says, I will set him on high because he has known my name. God will set you on high. God will set you where you are. He's the helper. He's where we're going to. God, it's not up to me to get a promotion. It's not up to me to put myself in a position of promotion. It's up to me to yield myself to you. And as I yield myself to you, watch this, you'll put me in the place of promotion. In James, it says to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will lift you up. But watch this. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it feels like, well, God, if I just put myself in a position of humility, people will walk on me. People will, you know, they might overtake me. After all, God, it's a dog-eat-dog world, right? But the reality is that if He's with you, if He's your helper, He's the one that will promote you. Years ago, I was working in the shipyard applied for a supervisor position, and there's point systems and all things. And there was a vet that was going after the same position. Well, I happened to get the position because God gave me favor, right? But the reality is that he went, well, Bruce, I really like you, and I don't take it personal, but I'm going to go call on a few favors and. You know, I'm going to go above this chain of command, and I'm going to demand or kind of say, if I do this, then they'll give me the position. You know, I kept the position because I said to him, I said, brother, I didn't say brother, but you just do what you need to do because I know that God put me in the position and He'll keep me in the position. I don't have to fight for position. I don't have to be political. I don't have to be manipulative. I don't have to do any of those things to be who God wants me to be. I have to be in Him and then let Him do the promotion. And then be so thankful that I'm able to just do anything for Him that I count it a privilege. And I'll let Him, you know, count the chips at the end of the day. But the reality is God is my helper. He's with me. He shall call upon me. God's talking about you. And I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I shall deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him. Will I show him my salvation? Listen, it's kind of nice to be honored by people. Last Sunday, pastor's appreciation, that was really humbling. It was nice. I mean, everybody's opinion, that was really nice. It's uncomfortable for me, but I really, really do appreciate it. But I would just like 1 second in the presence of God and Him honoring me, right? It's like when I grew up, and I think a lot of men, probably women too, they want the respect or honor of their father. There's something about the father position that you know, the father's blessing, honor, you know, respect, whatever. I played basketball when I was in grade school, and I was pretty good, and I didn't play in junior high, and my dad just said something to the effect of, just a passing comment that I wasn't playing, and so the next year I went out for the high school team and made it and played basketball in high school, but I did that because of dad's one comment, because I wanted to honor him, I wanted his respect, I wanted him to be proud of me. And God says, if you'll seek him, if you'll go after him, if you'll really take him as your helper, he'll honor you. And if you've got his stamp of approval, you don't need anybody else's. But if you're looking for somebody else's stamp of approval to get your self-worth, then the reality is that God's not your helper. God's not your source of everything. You're looking at it from a different place. And part of that is because of hurt, because of pain. Everybody wants to be validated. But if we'll spend time in that secret place, and we'll say, God, here I am just like I am. You know me, flaws and all. But I just want to hear from you. I just want to hear your voice. I just want to declare, though, you're my refuge. If I'm running anywhere, I'm running to you. Glory to God. I'm running to you. But if you'll run to him, he'll be there. I said, if you run to him, he'll be there. And I like this last part. It says in verse 16, with long life I will satisfy him, and I will show him salvation. Long life. Long life. Now, I don't want longevity of life without quality of life. Right? Nobody wants that. But I believe if we'll make God our helper and we'll listen to his voice, he'll give us the things that we need to live a long, productive, satisfying life so that when we get to heaven, it'll be well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen? Glory to God. So good. With long life. And I'll show him, I like this part, and we just read over this, but I'll show him my salvation. If God saves you, you're saved. And this isn't just talking about eternal life. What this is talking about is his deliverance, his healing power, his provision, his providing. He, whatever trouble you're in, he will save you from that. So at the end of the day, and you walk out of there, you just go, Lord, I thank you. God, you are my salvation. You're the one who delivered me. You're my helper. You're my refuge. You're my fortress. I delight in you, God. I delight in you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Go back up to verse 2 again. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Say that with me right now. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Say it one more time. He is my refuge and my fortress and my God, and him will I trust. Come on. The Lord is my refuge. It's really interesting where refuge is used here. In the law, there were certain cities throughout Israel that were called cities of refuge. And what that meant was, is if you had, it may have been for more than this, but I know this one. If you had accidentally killed somebody, right, their family couldn't come after you if you were in a city of refuge. If you were anywhere else, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth type of thing. But if you were in that city of refuge, you were safe. They couldn't come and get you. They couldn't take you out of there. It was like, remember when we played tag as kids, there was a base, and if you're touching on the base, right, then the kids couldn't touch you. You were safe right there. Glory to God, it's the same thing. He's our home base. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. Come on. He's so good. Now go to, let's go to John, the 16th chapter. John, the 16th chapter. I'm telling you tonight, God's got something for you tonight. God has something for you tonight. I believe his presence is here. I believe he's here. And I mean, if you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook, he's with you right now. And in his glory, you're going to receive something tonight if you're ready for it. If you're ready to just receive it, you say, God, here I am. You're going to see it tonight. Those of us that are in the building tonight, we're going to receive something from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John chapter 16. Glory to God. Verse 7 says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you." That word comforter is parakletos, and it's pronounced many different ways, or many of us from the West pronounce it different ways. Anyway, but it means comforter, it means helper, it means standby, it means advocate, it means the one who defends. Now watch it. I'm going away, but when I go away, it's important that I go away, because when I come back, or when I go away, I'm going to send you another. It's to your advantage that I go away. If I do not go away, the Helper will not come. But if I depart, I will send him to you. So, did Jesus depart? So then the Helper is here. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Holy Spirit dwells in me. I'm going to run inside instead of running outside when I'm in trouble. And it's so easy to run outside when we should maybe even lock ourselves in our closet for a while and just say, "Lord, I need to hear from you. And I'm spending time with you." But if you're like me, there's times when, especially when our mind's going 1,000 miles an hour, we get in our prayer closet and we don't even know if God's listening. But that's where we have to have faith in what He said. He said He would be with us day and night. He said He'd be our helper. He'd be our strengthener. If we'll run to Him for help, He will deliver us. He will set us free. So by faith, we have to say, in the midst of the mind going 1,000 miles an hour, I say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my fortress. He's my God, and Him will I trust. How many times do we have to say that? Over and over and over and over and over and over again. Because the thoughts of your mind will take you to another place, and God wants you to stay under the shadow of the Almighty. Come on. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Glory to God. He's my refuge, my strength. He's my helper. Lord, you said you'd send another comforter, helper. You sent him to me. Glory to God. Now listen to this. It's so good. Go down to verse 13. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, talking about the paraclete, the Holy Spirit, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you of things to come. Now watch that. That's us tonight. God, as when Jesus went away, He sent the Holy Spirit to be with us and to be in us. And tonight, He's doing these things. He's revealing truth to us. He's not speaking on His own authority, but He's speaking what He hears. Glory to God. And He'll show us things to come. But I found that if I don't go to the quiet place, if I don't go to the secret place, if I don't quiet my mind, if I don't spend time praying with Him, then I'm not running to my helper. I'm running to everything else to try to get peace. Your hobbies won't give you peace. Your friends won't give you peace. You know, your whatever you're interested in will not bring the helper to you. But if you'll come back to the Lord, if you'll just say, "Lord, here I am. I'm going to spend some time with you." Now, I guarantee this. I absolutely guarantee this. If I told you that next Wednesday night, Jesus has told me He's going to walk into the room, right? And He wants to spend some time with you. Well, man, clear my schedule. I'm going to meet with Jesus next Wednesday. He's physically coming to the church next Wednesday, and He's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Glory to God. I'm going to be there. Well, you see, the reality is that He's with us all the time. But we have to believe that. We have to sit in our secret place, or wherever we pray to God, or whenever we're talking to Him, we have to believe that He's there. He said, come on, that you must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Come on. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith, confidence in God is who He said He is. Confidence in the fact that He'll do what He said He would do. Confidence in the fact that He's with me. Come on, are you with me tonight? Hallelujah. God, He's with me. He's for me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? God, I need to continue to meditate on Your Word. I need to speak this into my heart. Because, Lord, there is no trouble that I face that You're not bigger than. There's no thing that's going to happen to me tomorrow or the next day or the day after that You haven't already seen. And so, Lord, if I'm looking to You, You'll guide me, You'll teach me, and even if I'm in a situation, I'm in a snare, You'll be the deliverer from that snare because You're with me, because I'm coming after You, I'm coming after Your voice, I'm coming to hear what You have to say. Come on. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth. Well, I don't know what to do. Seek the Helper. Talk to the Helper. Spend time with the Helper. Yeah, but I prayed for 5 minutes yesterday. I didn't get an answer. Well, 5 minutes may not do it. It may take longer. But why not sit down in your prayer closet or in your car, wherever you are, and say, Lord, You said You'd help me. You said You'd show me the truth. So I'm just going to continue sitting here until I hear the answer. And it may come by thoughts. It may come by somebody in your life. You might pick up a book. You might read a scripture. But the reality is your time spending with God, quieting your mind down from everything else and say, Lord, I'm just going to spend time with You. Because the Helper isn't out there somewhere. He's in here. Right? It's so incredible. The Holy Spirit is not only with me, He's in me. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. God wants you to know what He thinks. Let me say that again. God wants you to know what He thinks. God wants you to know how He acts. God wants you to know what He wants you to do. He wants you to know. Well, great. Bring it on, God. Well, the reality is He already has in His Bible, but He also wants to speak with you. But listen to what Paul said in verse 15. Therefore, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation into the knowledge of Him. God wants you to know Him. Paul prayed this prayer, but he prayed it under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit inspired him to write this epistle to the church at Ephesus. And so if He inspired it for the church at Ephesus, He's inspiring it for the church in Port Orchard or Burley or Key Center or wherever you are tonight. He is the same God and He wants the same thing. He wants you. Listen, God wouldn't have inspired him to pray this unless it was His will for that to happen. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation into the knowledge of Him. In our quiet time, God will let us begin to know how He thinks, what He wants. He'll show us things to come. Glory to God. There was a man, this is years ago, and I read this in a book, the story in a book. But anyway, the man during the Depression, he was a man who invested money, you know, he was an investor. But during the Depression and through all of his investment, he never lost money. He always made money. He was, you know, a millionaire back then. He was really wealthy. But people would come to him, what's your secret? All of us have crashed. All of us have burned. All of us have gone down. He said, well, I have a partner. He said, whenever I get an investment opportunity, I go into my prayer closet and I pray until I get a leading one way or the other. Sometimes I'll have investments that just they can't miss, right? You know, you just can't miss investment. But I'll wait with that investment in the prayer closet until I get a piece about going forward with it or a check about stop not going with it. And he said, every time that I do that, the Holy Spirit leads me. And he said, in my whole adult time of investing, I've never lost a penny. Because I wait in my prayer closet for my helper to give me revelation of what I'm supposed to do. Well, I wish God would do that for me. He will. If we'll dedicate ourselves to the time with Him in the secret place to hear from Him. The Lord is my helper. I look to the hills where my help comes from. But He wants to give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation into the knowledge of Him. He wants us to know Him. And if we know Him, right, we'll have all wisdom. I read a proverb a day, every day. That's just my part of my devotions. I read the proverb of the day. But it's amazing to me that, especially in the first few Proverbs, it's like, seek wisdom, seek understanding, find this, do this, go after this with all of your heart. And the reality is if you seek wisdom, you'll find it. If you seek understanding, you'll find it. But he says in there, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Is the fear, is the awe, the reverence, the respect, the honor of who God is and what He said. If He said it, Lord, I'm going to honor that to the best of my ability. I'm going to do that. But I need to come to the place where my helper is more active in my life than he's ever been. And the way that I'm going to do that is that I'm going to spend more time with Him, but not just time with Him, but time believing that He's with me. Time believing that He's with me. The Lord is my helper. He is my standby. He's my advocate. The Holy Spirit dwells in me. He reveals to me everything that the Father would have me to know. I thank You, Lord, that I have a spirit of wisdom and revelation into the knowledge of You, that the eyes of my understanding are being enlightened, that I might know what is the hope of Your calling and what is Your glorious inheritance in the saints. I thank You, God, that You give this to me. I praise You for that. I'm running to You because You are my helper. Glory to God. Who's your help? Do you need help? Glory to God. I'm wrapping up now, but these aren't in the notes that I gave to Mike. But go to Luke chapter 4. How many know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? And look at verse 18. And he's quoting out of Isaiah, but he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Back in the Old Testament, watch this, back in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon. But under New Covenant, after Jesus was raised from the dead, gave us a new heart, the Holy Spirit doesn't come upon us. The Holy Spirit comes in us. I have the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. Well, the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of the Lord is the same. And the same thing He said of Jesus, He's doing today. Now watch. He's come upon me because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Tonight I'm preaching the gospel. I'm just preaching the Word of God. But in the gospel is the very thing that contains everything that you have need of. Right? If you need finances, God will deliver. He'll show you what avenues to take. He'll show you what job to get. He'll show you, you know, how to get things done. He'll show you ways out. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Now, I just am silly enough to believe that that's true tonight. I believe that the Helper is here and He's in you to heal your broken hearts. Well, I don't know if I'm brokenhearted or not. I think if we're carrying around, I'm just going to call sludge from our past, our relationships, our failures, or whatever, then there's a part of our heart that's not healed. And God wants that wiped out. He wants it wiped out. Tonight, He wants it wiped out. And I believe His presence is here to deliver us from those things. Are you with me? Because He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. So tonight, you're free. Let me say that again. You're free. From what? Everything. Your past, your failures, your mess ups. Right? Maybe you didn't do something. Maybe you didn't grow up in the right family. Maybe you didn't. You're free from all of that tonight. I just declare you free in Jesus' name. You're free from the enemy's bondage. You're free from the torment. You're free from the pressure that the enemy's always putting upon you. You're free from the tormentor tonight in Jesus' name. I'm declaring it. I'm proclaiming it to you because that same anointing that was on Jesus is in me by the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. You're free. You're free. The recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you free. Jesus wants you delivered. Jesus wants you healed. Jesus wants you whole. Jesus wants to meet every one of your needs, but you must run to the Helper. Come on, run to the hill, run to your prayer closet, soak in His presence, and allow Him to be who He wants to be in you. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your Word tonight. And all those that are listening online, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, that's obviously the first step. And all you have to do is pray, Lord, I need a Savior. I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm not worthy to come into Your kingdom. But Lord, I'm coming to You now. And Jesus died for my sins. So Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I'm asking You to be Lord of my life. And with Your help, I'll live for You the rest of my life. Take my heart, God. Take my life. I'm coming to You. I want You to be my help. I want You to be my refuge and my strength. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that, He's doing it. But right now, I declare freedom in your heart right now. I declare freedom in your mind right now. I declare freedom in your body right now. I declare freedom in your finances right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.